from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are live at Texans training camp, sitting on the 50-yard line of this pristine field that will finally, I think, Seth Payne, get deployed today. With fans in these bleachers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're doing radio butted up against what I'll call the near field, if you've ever been out to training camp before, near the bleachers. The Texans have not touched this field yet, other than the rehabilitating injured players.
And the specialists, and the punters and the kickers.
Yeah, that's
up.
It. But they have not torn up this field yet with some team drills. That's going to happen today because there are fans lined up outside for this bad boy.
Yeah.
People are fired up, man.
It's been fun so far, man. No pads until today. So for the first day of pads, the fans that are here will see hopefully a very crisp and lively practice with a whole lot of thuds.
A whole lot of thuds. Yeah, for people who haven't been out here before, Seth, tell them what a thud is.
A thud is you square somebody up and you lay your shoulder into them and you thud them.
And you try your best not to put them on the ground.
Well, Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You try your best. If it's CJ Stroud, you try your best.
You try your right. Yeah. You don't. Well, you don't even.
You don't even thud CJ.
You don't touch CJ Stroud.
You
touch
CJ Stroud. I'm coming
after
you.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
Touch CJ Stroud.
A quarterback.
Yeah. But it should be good, man. Pads. Like, what's the biggest thing you're looking for today that you haven't been able to ascertain about this team yet with no pads on?
Well, you know, the biggest thing I would look at is probably the left guard position, both with Kendrick Green and Kenyon Green, because both those guys have showed really good athleticism. I think Kenyon Green looks better than he ever has athletically. Kendrick Green is a very good athlete. Like, he's undersized, but he's a very good athlete. And you know who I think of? This is for the olds out there. Mark Stefanski.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the center for the Oilers and the Cowboys?
He was undersized.
He was very undersized. Much more undersized than Kendrick Green, but he was incredibly athletic. And I see the way that Juice Scruggs has to move and maneuver. He's kind of he's got to be able to wheel his hips around real quick on a guy. He moves a little bit like Stefanski, so I'm intrigued by him. But and then also Blake Fisher, who's been playing left tackle with the ones a lot as Laremy Tunsil's been out rehabbing his knee injury. He's looked very athletic. He looks like he can stay in front of Daniil Hunter and Will Anderson at times. He's gotten beat at times. Like, that's no big deal at all.
Yeah.
But he's a long guy, and he kind of plays with a high pad level. So I'm really intrigued to see exactly how he looks today when defensive linemen can really get their hands into his shoulder pads.
The rookies so far have, you know, they don't have a first-round rookie, so there's no marquee guy out here.
Right.
But Lassiter's probably the closest thing to that, given the fact that he's been running with the ones at cornerback. Blake Fisher's been running with the ones out of necessity at left tackle. Kalen Bullock's been making a lot of plays. Yeah. They ran some groups out there yesterday where they've been putting Jalen Petrie at that nickelback, that slot corner, quite a bit. And it's been a flip-flop between Eric Murray and Kalen Bullock as that other – that's clearly a competition for that other safety opposite Jimmy Ward when they're in nickel.
They're going to be moving Jalen Petrie around a lot. And I think they don't probably think that he's fit to be a true, genuine deep safety. So they're going to try to use him as creatively as possible.
Which is how he won the Big 12 Player of the Year, by the way.
That's right.
Use that way at Baylor. I mean, that's, you know.
And then with Kamari Lassiter, and I would say the defensive backs in general, it was a bad day for the offense yesterday. But it was also, you got to remember, with no pads on through the first 4 days especially, when it's really impossible to have that many good reps against the run when you're in no pads, because it's weighted towards the offense. You know, you just can't do the things to stuff the run. The defensive backs, you know, they can start to turn it almost into a 7-on-7 drill when they're out there versus the team. They're sitting and thinking about pass.
Yeah.
And when they start getting excited with pads on and everything, and you want to come up and stop the run, I think it becomes a little bit more of a balanced competition between the offense and the defense. The offense yesterday looked kind of disjointed,
very
discombobulated.
Very out of sync.
Pads or no pads, they would have had a false or a delay of game at one point because they couldn't get lined up properly. So I would expect the offense to come out reinvigorated today. And then we started off talking about the defensive backs because of Kamari Lassiter. That's something we've heard from multiple people now. Tank Dell, I think Stefan Diggs said it, D'Amico said it, that they're really excited to see Kamari Lassiter when the pads are on, because that's his calling card.
Yeah.
There are a lot of elements of Kamari Lassiter's game where, look, he's like kind of like, he's just a zone I don't want to say just a zone corner, but he's a guy that when he's in zone can come up and make hits on guys that make catches in the soft spot on the zone, and come up and play the run and tackle and all those things. He's not going to be as electrically gifted athletically as a guy like Jeff Okuda, but it's the total package that you're looking at with him. So when the pads come on, and then when later you get into the actual preseason games, I think that's where D'Amico, who spoke very highly of Lassiter yesterday, is still kind of just excited about that part.
Yeah, we'll hear from D'Amico and Lassiter in the next segment. The defense won the day yesterday, as Seth pointed out. Here's Azeez Alshire at his media session after practice talking about the potential of the 2024 Texans defense.
Man, I think potential is this. It's something that everybody just uses so loosely. You know, potential, everybody has potential to do anything, but you got to put the work in, and I think that's what everybody's trying to do, just one day at a time, working to get to where we know we're trying to go. You know, everybody's writing their goals down and stuff. I know myself, write my goals down before I get out here. You know, first day of training camp, you write everything down. And then you got to look at it every single day and attack the day when you get out there and, you know, look back and say, hey, did I get one step closer to my goal? So I think you just got to take it one day at a time when you talk about stuff like that.
You know, of all the veteran leaders that they've brought onto the team, every time I hear Alshire talk, he seems like a wise old man in a lot of ways. He has a way of explaining the platitudes to you in a way where you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, I should take it one day at a time. Yes!
Yes.
But I feel like he could read
a good life coach.
He could read a Hallmark card and make it actually hit the points.
Yeah.
He's
thoughtful.
He's very thoughtful. I could see him kind of counseling the young. I could see him sitting in a chair in the locker room backwards, you know, and sitting around with a
people
circle of young
around.
Guys where they talk about life.
Right.
Yeah.
And with a hat on, like a ball cap, but when he gets to the crescendo of it and he's really got to make his point, he turns the cap around so he can get up closer to them in their
explains
face
it to this
bit.
Young man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not yelling at him, just getting closer.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, I asked Cody Stutz this yesterday when we were watching practice, talking about the potential of the Texans' defense. You are somebody who measures defense the old-fashioned way, by the number of points they allow. You measure offense
that.
By the number of points that they score, right?
You have turned me on to yards per play, though, too.
Well, yeah. Yards per play is a big one for us gamblers out there. But just to keep it simple for the audience, for the question, same question I asked Cody yesterday that I'll ask you. If you had to pick one that this Texans team will have this year, and we'll base it on points.
Okay.
Top 5 offense or top 10 defense? If you had to pick one that you think they could have, your life depends on being right.
Not what I want, but what
your life,
I project.
Your life depends on being correct.
I would say top 5 offense.
Yeah.
I think top 5 offense, just if you just look at the, just do the depth chart, color code it by, you know, strength of player and everything. And those two things complement each other, though, too. Like, I have a hard time seeing the Texans being a top 5 offense without them then also being a top 10 defense.
Because the position it puts you in, yeah.
Yeah, and the way they are, if you think of the 49ers last year, like, the 49ers were a top 3 run defense, but you saw late in the season and into the playoffs that there was a little bit of an illusion because part of it was just that other teams were in a position where they had to pass a lot.
Yep.
And or they were playing from behind, you know. And so they weren't necessarily facing the best effort. And likewise, I think if this is a top 5 offense, this Texans team is built kind of like, think back to the old Peyton Manning teams where, like, that defense was just built to rush the passer.
Yes.
Because they figured, well, we've got Peyton Manning.
Be ahead.
Now, in the over time, they realized, all right, well, we've got to stop the run at some point.
Yeah.
They were an awesome regular season team, but they couldn't stop the run in the postseason.
Right.
But because they're constructed with so many pass rushers up front, and if it is a top 5 passing offense, I think they're gonna feast a lot on third downs.
Yeah.
They're gonna get a lot of sacks, and it'll end up being a complementary effect.
They were 11th in both last year. They
defensively,
defense and offense. They were 11th in scoring and 11th in 11th best
in points allowed.
I just think I would take top 5 offense too, just because the major upgrades they've made on that side of the ball, the continuity on that side of the ball. Not that there hasn't been continuity on the defensive side. But, man, those offenses they play this year, they step up in weight class big time.
I think the one big X factor, really, if you're talking about overall just being a genuinely good offense, is they've got to have a respectable rushing attack.
Yeah.
And I think I've seen a lot of people say, well, hey, they're going to face a lot of light boxes this year because teams are going to be so concerned with the pass. Yeah, that didn't help last year. Right. They faced light boxes last year, too, at times, and it didn't always help. They did improve as a rushing offense in the second half of the season. So I'm cautiously optimistic that the run game's going to be much improved. But a lot of that, I mean, at this point, that one big thing, like, look, I'd love to just be blasé about Joe Mixon missing the last couple days of practice. But he's a 28-year-old running back who you're really, really relying upon.
Yeah.
And I get a little bit nervous about that. And we still don't know exactly what Damian Pierce is going to look like.
We don't. And D'Amico Ryan said no big deal on Joe. He's a fierce competitor. He'll be fine. I'm paraphrasing, but he didn't seem to.
Look, and I feel like I got to bring up Cam Akers a lot because I think a lot of people hear that and they know his name.
Yeah.
And they know that, hey, in 2000.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
2020, he had a really electrifying debut.
Yeah, 1,400 yards. Man.
He wasn't the same guy. He hasn't been the same guy, really, since he tore his Achilles tendon.
Which one?
Excuse me. Well, we haven't seen him since he tore his second Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
But the Rams tried twice to trade him. They tried in 2022. They cited internal issues of some sort. I mean, they were not happy with Cam Akers. They finally trade him for just like a seventh and sixth round conditional pick swap.
And he
was better with the Vikings than he had been last season with the Rams, but he would still, on the season, average 2.8 yards per carry.
Yeah, I don't know that they're expected. D'Amico gave literally like a 7-second answer.
No, it was literally a 2-second answer. We've got the cut. It's 2 seconds.
Oh, okay.
It's a 2-second answer, Sean.
2 seconds.
Yeah.
From D'Amico Ryans on Cam Akers.
Yeah.
Payne and Pendergast with you. We are live at Texans training camp. Great to be with you guys, man. The fans are going to be pouring in here in a little bit. If you're in your car listening, you're on your way out here. We are on the side of the field that the fans are on in the bleachers. I would imagine there'll be some overlap from us getting off the air and you getting here. Please say hello if you see us out here at Texans training camp. Up next, let's circle back to D'Amico Ryans on Kamari Lassiter. This is sounding like somebody who's being groomed for a starting position right now by both the head coach and one of the leaders on the defense. We will hear from both on Kamari Lassiter and the stark comparison between the first day of fans out here in 2024 and just 3 years ago. We will get to that coming up next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
D'Amico Ryans really likes Kamari Lassiter thus far. This just in. Here was D'Amico Ryans yesterday on the rookie cornerback who's been getting a ton of time running with the first unit.
Kamari is showing up every day. He's quiet, but he's locked in, focused, intense, and I don't. You don't notice him much because he's always doing his job. He's always where he should be. He's always in position. He's always doing what we ask him to do. And as a rookie, that says a lot for a young guy to come in and, you know, not be noticed a lot for doing, you know, something negative. But everything has been positive with Kamari. He's exactly the guy we saw from the Georgia film. Like, dialed in. He's, a lot of people call him a dog. He's a dog. He's locked in. And it'll show up even more, I think, once we get the pads on. Just remember the Georgia tape, how physical he was when it came to tackling. So encouraged with where he is, you know, starting out such a young career, where he is right now in training camp, what he did in OTAs, I think he'll continue to ascend and get better.
So he had a play yesterday where he was running step for step with Stephon Diggs, throw to the sideline, and the pass was broken up. There was a lot of debate from us observers as to whether it should have been pass interference or not. There was an official right there who did not throw the flag. I think from our perspective, it was hard to tell because it looked like face guarding, but it was hard to tell whether it was legal face guarding or not, like whether there was too much contact beforehand or not.
Yeah, I think the people who thought it was interference, because there was, you're right, there were a bunch of us in really good position to see it too, because it was kind of down the left sideline. I didn't think it was really face guarding because I don't recall.
I mean, face guarding is not illegal. It ends up just being like,
the people who thought it was interference thought that he kind of shoved Diggs in the chest a little bit. I was encouraged, interference or no interference, I was encouraged about the position he put himself in that play.
That he was running step for step with Stephon
Diggs down the left sideline.
Look, on Saturday I saw him running step for step with Tank Dell at least once. So I wasn't, you know, keyed in on Kamari Lassiter all the time. But I think that, you know, the first couple days of training camp, he looked a little bit like a rookie at times, you know, and you're facing, I just keep going back to, man, I'm not going to freak out about a defensive get back getting beat by Stephon Diggs or Tank Dell or Nico Collins, because you know who gets beat by those guys?
A lot of people.
Every single defensive back. At some point, you know, if Darrell Revis in his prime and Stephon Diggs were going against each other, some were going to win. You know, Revis is going to win some and he's going to lose some.
Yeah.
So it's just, I think that his speed is one that he doesn't have elite athletic talent the way a guy like Jeff Okuda does. But that's a perfect indication of just like, there's a lot more to playing cornerback than just being super athletic.
For sure.
Especially in this defense where they're going to play a whole lot of zone. Clint and I have some disagreement over this because, you know, Clint will point out about like, well, what about the times you do have to play a lot of man? Right. I mean, that's the fix that you find yourself in, and that's, I think, why they did bring in C.J. Henderson, Jeff Okuda. They have Derek Stingley who can travel, which he did at the end of last season, if you've got a true number one that you got to cover. But also, I mean, the flat-out fact of the matter is on this defense, the defensive line, the reason D'Amico and Caserio are signing like a defensive lineman a day, like they haven't stopped. They've loaded up on defensive linemen, marquee guys, but they keep loading up on even more to just try to get as much talent as possible. Is that this is defense, as D'Amico's always said, is the engine is the defensive line.
Yeah.
And if you got guys that are just careening towards the quarterback every down, then it allows you to to play a little looser on the back end, and guys like Kamari Lassiter can feast on that because his physicality is where he can come up and make plays on the ball, make lacerate some kidneys. I expect an over-under of at least 3.5 lacerated kidneys this year on the opponent. Yeah, let's just say internal organs.
Internal
organ injuries to opposing receivers.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a spleen in there with your kidneys.
But I think that, and I'll say this, going back to going against like first-round offensive linemen, there's not a single offensive lineman who comes into the league who is all that good on his first day of training camp, first day in pads.
Even the highly drafted
ones. Even the highly drafted ones. They've got to figure some things out.
Yeah.
And some of them figure it out like almost immediately.
Yeah.
Some guys that actually, you know, it took Dwayne Brown a whole season before he figured it out.
He was platooning with Ephraim Salaam.
Yeah, so I just, I've seen a lot of positives out of Kamari last year, and I'm not fretting right this moment about any of the times where he just looks like a rookie, because that's where, and I think for a guy too, you have to remember, when you don't have elite top end speed, when you make those rookie errors, it's going to look like, oh, he doesn't have the speed to do it.
That's right.
He's still learning just how good, because the other thing about this receiving core that's great is they're really good route runners. So, you know, in college, you're going against guys that are future NFL players, et cetera, et cetera. But not a single one of them runs routes as precisely and with as much deception as really good NFL receivers. So that's something that rookie defensive backs are adjusting to in their first couple weeks in the NFL.
Ben, let's skip down to Azeez Al-Shaair. Azeez Al-Shaair yesterday talking about Kamari Lassiter.
Surprised me. No, I think, like I said, it's just the harder you work, the luckier you get. You know, it's rookies come in and it's all different, you know, levels that you might start at, and then how you progress from there is kind of up to you, because I'll speak for myself. Coming in the league with Dre Greenlaw, me and him were rookies coming in together. I think physically he was there already, you know, just big, strong, Arkansas strong, that's what we always called him. You know, we look at somebody like Kamari, you know what I'm saying, he came in a little bit more NFL ready to go, just being honest, and you know, he still got to get his wind and stuff up under him, but just playing fast, still got to learn the techniques and stuff like that, as we all do, but I think he's just been playing fast and just trying to ask as many questions as he can, just being a sponge. All the guys, I think, just being a sponge, soaking it all up and just taking it one day at a time. So, you know, obviously you like where they are right now, but just keep trying to trend up, and I'm excited for all of their growth.
Think about the baptism that I'll just call it the top three rookies for the Texans, the three guys drafted on day two, Kamari Lassiter, Blake Fisher, Kalen Bullock. Kamari Lassiter has been running almost exclusively with the ones who go against Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, and Tank Dell, as you pointed out earlier. Blake Fisher's going against Will Anderson every day at practice. Like that, I mean, that's where the iron sharpens iron thing felt like more of a T-shirt last year than an actuality. This, at least for these rookies, and I'll throw Kalen Bullock in there as well. You're out there playing nickel safety or whatever against the Bobby Slowick offense with C.J. Stroud at quarterback.
Yeah.
This is a really, really good... internship also,
right.
Almost, you know what
it's
I mean?
And Matt Burke made a comment in his press conference about how, like, on defense at least, look, we don't have a depth chart right now. And I believe that. I think that you're reading into, Sean just made that, like,
come see, come saw, yeah.
No, I 100% believe that. I think there is an element of, like, okay, we got to figure out exactly where these guys are in their development.
Yeah.
And they're going to roll guys out there and try to put them in different situations. And one of those situations they want to put them in is, all right, let's see how you do versus the very best guys. And then we'll reassess after a week or two. But this is the best way to, A, see where they are right now, and then, B, find out if whatever our projections are on him, if they're like, where are they in that process, and can this guy compete for a starting spot? With a grain of salt, there's no depth chart, but it's not like they're not monitoring it, obviously.
Right. If you had to guess
You're
right now...
You're accusing Matt Burke of coach speak.
A little bit. Yeah, I don't think he's at the egregious end of the coach speak spectrum. He's pretty honest up there.
I don't think that... The thing is, when he says that we don't have a depth chart, I don't think they put Kamari Lassiter there with the ones thinking like, yep, he's the starter right now.
I agree with that, yeah.
They've seen enough. They know what Okuda can and can't do in some regards.
Yeah.
They want to see what he can do in this system, but the rookies and the young guys are, you only get so much out of going against other rookies and other guys that aren't going to, you know, be in the NFL.
Sure.
You're not going to ascend as rapidly in your skill level.
Yep. Payne and Pendergast with you live at training camp. It was a good day for the defense yesterday. We didn't really talk about that in the open. I mean, we talked about it a little bit. CJ, that was the first – yesterday was the first time that I could kind of visibly see CJ get frustrated at a training camp practice.
I saw him on Saturday. I thought it looked like that.
Did
a
he
couple
look like
times.
That too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But this looked bad yesterday. Like, the offensively, I can't – I was doing my my post-practice report – my written one for the Houston Press, and usually I'll put like five or six good plays that I saw in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, other than like Xavier Hutchinson caught a crosser that may have been a long gainer or a touchdown in a game, I think from Tim Boyle maybe, and I'm like, that's it. Like, the CJ-led offense, CJ put one on Nico Collins, a deep ball down kind of near the end zone that Nico had to kind of turn for, and he dropped. So that was a nice throw, but there wasn't a lot to get super amped up about yesterday.
Yeah, my plan to trade away Davis Mills after a training camp glow-up, that took a hit yesterday.
Yeah. Kind of jinxed him a little bit.
He had a couple of really bad throws yesterday. Like, really bad.
Kalen Bullock should have had a pick six yesterday.
Yeah, and Kalen, I'll criticize him for that. Because that wasn't one he earned or anything. That was just
it was a horrendous
throw. It was right there.
It was a gift.
It caught him by surprise. He probably thought, I didn't think I was going to see this in the NFL.
That's right.
You will.
You will.
You will.
You will.
Yes.
ESPN is doing the annual thing they do before training camp called the Future Power Rankings. I just saw it this morning, and the Texans are sixth on there. They take everything into account, quarterback, non-quarterback roster, coach, blah, blah, blah. I went and looked to see where they were 3 years ago at camp, the David Culley year. Rock bottom, 32. So in 3 years,
they beat those expectations.
That's true, they did.
They were drafting
third that year, yeah.
So that would be by that standard, they'll be at least the fourth best team.
That's right.
Okay.
If ESPN is off again, but my point is that, like, that's how rapidly the turnaround is taken. They were the worst, and I think the worst, like, with a bullet in 2021.
Yeah,
coming into the season, and now they're considered one of the near elite or elite teams. I have another way of measuring just how much more talent they have in the building, Seth. I went back and did this research yesterday. You know I like things like star power at press conferences. That's the Sean Pendergast measurement for things. Day one of this training camp, the three guys they sent to the podium, you always send your quarterback and a couple big stars, right? They sent C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, and Will Anderson to the podium, right? Three Pro Bowl or Pro Bowl caliber players. Day one... in 2021, the three guys sent to the podium. Day one of training camp, Justin Britt, Jordan Jenkins, and Philip Lindsay.
Oh, my God. Oh, gosh.
You want me to do day two?
No, wait a second. Philip Lindsay?
He was a day one podium guy.
Remember how
he had
a chip on his shoulder about everybody talking down on the Texans, and we were like, good man.
I did the research.
Let
on
me
this.
Google Jordan Jenkins
okay, you ready
for a second. I can't remember the defensive end.
He's
Jordan
a defensive
Jenkins?
End.
That's right. Yeah,
they got him from
right.
the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Justin Britt.
He was a good interview.
He was a good interview.
He went MIA the next year.
Yeah, remember after like one game.
Remember Lovie Smith was like, I'll have an answer for you this afternoon. And then we never heard anything about Justin Britt again.
He might still be on the roster for all we know.
He was. He might be in Afghanistan. I feel like he was going into the special ops.
Are you ready? Day two. Day two this year. Joe Mixon, Pro Bowl running back.
Okay.
Danielle Hunter, elite edge rusher. Tank Dell, hometown favorite and future 1,000-yard receiver. Day two, back in 2021. Ross Blacklock.
Well, he was, you know, he was
a
prince in waiting for, he was the replacement for DeAndre Hopkins. I was told by a Texans PR release, almost definitely written by Jack Easterby, that that pick would be a very solid contributor for years to come.
Years to come.
Years to come. I don't know which team he's solidly contributing
not
to
this
right
one.
Now.
Yeah,
okay.
Not this All one. Right. Ross Blacklock. Whitney Merciless at the end.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Whitney was a Green Bay Packer nine weeks after this or whatever. And then Tyrod Taylor, who was their starting quarterback.
He was their starting quarterback.
At that point,
Deshaun Watson was just a scout team safety, remember?
That's right. That's right.
He was out there during walkthroughs playing scout team safety.
That's the weirdest thing ever. That's the weirdest it ever got. All right, day three, which was yesterday. Derek Stingley, elite cornerback. Stephon Diggs, Pro Bowl wide receiver.
Him.
Aziz Alshire.
Right.
I think he's going to be one of the captains of this team. Day three in 2021, Mark Ingram.
Well, okay, but he's entertaining, and he's a big name at least.
He was a good press conference.
Yeah.
Kirko.
Who? Christian Kirksey.
Christian Kirksey.
Okay.
Kirko. And then Laremy Tunsil.
Okay.
Laremy Tunsil, the ninth biggest star on that team, according to press conferences.
It's weird that, okay, now, you know what's weird about that is that Laremy Tunsil was on the team for all of those previous press conferences, that he wasn't one of the first guys out there.
Yeah.
I guess they wanted to roll out new additions.
I guess, maybe. But I found the way I found these out was I went back and found the old transcripts of the press conferences from 2021, which means I have the press conference where Laremy Tunsil is calling. I have the transcript for him calling everybody a dog.
Right. Everybody was a dog.
Justin Britt, what do you think of him? Justin Britt's a dog, too.
He is.
He took a year off, and he's back.
Yeah.
He's got a different mindset. Like I said, offensive line is to get better each and every day. How about the running backs and Mark Ingram? Remember that running back room was Philip Lindsay, Mark Ingram, David Johnson, and Rex Burkhead. What do you think Laremy Tunsil?
That's a lot of playoff experience.
What do you think Laremy Tunsil thought about them?
They were dogs.
Dogs!
All
so it's
them.
Dogs. They all dogs. They all played a lot of football, and they're dogs. They're
That's
successful
right.
in this league.
Yes. Laremy Tunsil is the guy
that...
He's
being a good soldier, man.
Laremy Tunsil is a guy you can't trust the reference letter,
no!
letter from.
Like, no, no, it's like your dad gave you a reference.
Oh, yeah, this intern, yeah, he was, did the best work ever for
dog.
Me. And the guy shows up stoned off his ass.
Everybody
yeah.
in this freaking press conference was a dog. It was hilarious. So anyways, I say all that to say we're in a much better place now. How about
I
that?
I miss Mark Ingram.
He was good. Well, that's the reason he's in media now, you know? He's got that personality.
He was. I thought Mark Ingram was a really good hype man for a bad team. Like, he could have gotten some boxers paid if he, you know, he could hype up a fight, whether it was a good fight or not.
The very last question to Mark Ingram in that press conference in 2021, how are you liking the podcast and being a content creator?
Yeah. How did he like it?
He said it's a pretty great opportunity to be able to hone in on some skills as far as interviewing and just talking on camera.
I was so close to leaving this profession. I told you, like, people thought I was joking. When they hired D'Amico Ryans, I said that if it didn't work out with D'Amico Ryans, because I had wholeheartedly endorsed going after D'Amico Ryans, even as people were saying D'Amico would never come here or the Texans would never sign him because he had sued the team back in the day, all of that. I was in D'Amico's camp the entire time because maybe if they even hadn't hired him, I don't know if I would have continued in this profession because I couldn't handle another year of that dysfunction. That mediocrity would be way too glowing a compliment.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be my Laremy Tunsil. if we had gotten up there and if I had gotten on an interview on NFL Network or something and said, hey, so how are you feeling about the team? Oh, man, these guys are mediocre. I got to tell you, man, these guys are mediocre AF. Woo! It would be lying. I would have been lying.
Right.
No, they're on the right track. Everything's moving in order. The biggest hiring Lovie Smith was actually the beginning of the turnaround because that was also the point at which Jack Easterby took a markedly less public profile.
I cannot understate.
Not that he was always up in front of the camera, but like I'm saying, like not even public. We didn't see him anymore. We weren't seeing him on the sideline and everything. I do wonder.
Put in his place.
I think Lovie may have spoken some truths to people that he probably will never get full credit for. Is in terms of kind of turning the organization around from some of the extreme dysfunction there was.
I'm glad you're planting your flag in it. Then that's you get that take. Then if people aren't going to give him credit, you're giving him credit right now.
Lovie, you know what Lovie Smith was? He's like one of those guys that's like a Supreme Court justice gets installed and then he ends up being way different than the president expected him.
Yeah,
that's what he did. He was a renegade Supreme Court justice.
He did, and it worked.
Yeah.
All right, headlines coming up next. We'll hear from D'Amico Ryans. What did he think of practice yesterday? Dominated by the defensive side of the ball. My guess is a defensive coach kind of enjoyed that. Astros lose last night to the A's. They're still in first place, though. We'll hear from Joe Espada as well. Those are in headlines coming up next.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines.
Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you live at Texans training camp. It is day 5 of training camp, and it's expected to be the first day in pads. Here were D'Amico Ryan's thoughts on yesterday's practice, which was dominated by the Texans' defense.
I think when you look at it, right, as you're watching it live, you see, right, the defense made a few plays, but we always go back and watch the tape and see, right, I always say, you never know really what happened until you watch the tape and get a true understanding, but defense made some plays, offense made plays, it's been a lot of back and forth, and that's the makings of a good team. You want it to be back and forth. You don't want practice to be lopsided every single day, and it's been that way for us. Offense has had some days. Defense have had some days. So I'm encouraged by both sides having their good.
I was excited the defense had the day they did yesterday. I'm not worried about this offense. I think this offense is going to – I'm not going to get worked up over a training camp.
I'm still worried about the offensive line, just specifically the center and left guard until they show that they can actually be good.
Notice,
I feel good. I'm Drew Scruggs, I'm impressed by in no pads so far. He's a very fundamentally sound player for a young player, and he's like above, I think he plays above his athletic scores just because he's so good at just taking the right step. You can be super athletic but be taking the wrong steps and everything and losing your leverage. He's very smart about keeping the right leverage. But I guess yesterday, if you're concerned about the defensive tackle position, the defensive tackles played really well yesterday. If you're concerned about the interior offensive line, the defensive tackles played really well yesterday.
That's a good way to put it.
And they had, and I think the defense was a nickel a good amount. So what you saw was, hey, who are your defensive tackles? Okay, well, Danico Autry, Mario Edwards, Tim Settle, who I think Tim Settle's the guy that has probably the best blend of being an incredibly wide-bodied dude. Like, he is big. Mm-hmm. Just really big. I know his weight's not all that high, but he is wide.
He's number 98. If you're out here today and you're watching practice, he's number 98.
And there's something to be said for just width on defensive tackles. Yeah. Yes, you want to be bulky and heavy and not get moved and all that, but just the width, it changes the geometry for the linebackers behind you. Like, offensive linemen have to take a different an extra step to get around you to get up to the linebacker. It's a headache. But he can also wiggle a little bit. So the veteran dudes that they have rotating in on defensive tackle in those situations, I think I feel just fine about that. And I do think that they don't have the Eric Armstead, who by the way is on the PUP in Jacksonville. They don't have the Eric Armstead they were going after, but I'm not nearly as worried as I think a lot of people in the out there are about the defensive tackle.
No, they've
position.
Been. Yeah, Mario Edwards has shown up quite a bit. Number 97. If you're coming out here today, there've been some guys on the interior. Now pads go on today, and we'll see what happens with that. So
and they are also only going against, you know,
again, an interior that we're supremely concerned about right now. Yeah, for sure. We'll keep an eye on things out here today. Hope to see you guys out here today. First day fans can be out here for practice. Should be a whole lot of fun. People lined up already outside. Meanwhile, the Astros last night, this was the classic, like, okay, this is a West Coast game that I don't think once it got to 4-0 A's, I'm like, okay, I've seen this movie before. The Astros lose last night 4-0 to the A's. Spencer Arrighetti gave up a bunch of early runs. And the Astros, I don't know, kind of phoned that one in last night.
They had eight hits, but just none of them that mattered or were in position.
Yeah. Aledmys Diaz popped up in the lineup. I'm like, whoa.
My favorite part of it last night was watching the highlights again this morning. I hadn't caught it during the broadcast, but Yordan comes up to the plate for his first at-bat, and they said he's coming off a cycle, and then he hits a double. I'm like, a cycle of what?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It sounds like that's out there. Conspiracy theories are coming at us.
Yes,
two bunts, Sean. Yeah, Altuve leads off. He had a leadoff bunt.
Did he?
Yeah. The victory for small ball in this speedy lineup.
I turned it off at 4-0. And I went to bed. I said, all right, well, if I wake up this morning and there's a big comeback, I'll do what you just said, which is watch the cut-up of the game. Because we got to be, you know, I got to be judicious about sleep time and whatnot. And I woke up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. I looked, and final score, A's 4, Astros nothing. I'm like, good decision, Sean.
I felt like, hey, I feel like the Astros are back. They dropped the game to a bad baseball
team. Yeah, just don't do a bunch of them.
Although, the A's have actually been one of the best teams in baseball in July, offensively.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Okay. They've been taking it to them. They have been baseball's best offense in July. This is from the Chronicle. Oakland awoke Monday, leading the majors in runs scored and OPS this month.
Okay.
So Arrighetti let up a lot of hard contact. Yeah. Didn't induce a lot of whiffs, and he was making it through the first, retired seven of his first eight batters, but not a great night for Arrighetti.
Joe Espada said after the game, Arrighetti gave us a chance.
Yeah. You know what? He had that rough third inning, but I thought overall he gave us a chance to keep us in the game. Six strong innings. So, you know, we just couldn't get much going offensively today. We got some people on base. We just couldn't get a big hit.
So weird watching those games in Oakland and just...
It's the last time they're going to play in Oakland.
But just really, the Astros will play there.
Yeah.
It's just that you can just go watch a Major League Baseball game, I'm guessing, for like $2, or somebody might pay you to go watch the game.
You were here in 2013.
Yeah, I know. I do this every time I see, with the Texans. Texans, and this is where the Astros, like, it's fun. You can go take a trip somewhere, and basically whatever you might pay for good seats, in Houston,
yeah,
you could pay for the vacation with the cheap seats you're going to get in those exact same seats in Oakland.
Dude, yeah, no question. I remember in 2013 with the Astros, they had a thing where if you brought in a label to a Coca-Cola bottle, like a 1 liter.
Like to prove that you had bought a
Yeah, you'd get like three tickets or something like that. Or like one adult. There was literally a game we went to. My kids were in town. And all three of them were in town. And if one adult bought a ticket, you get three free ones for kids. Like, buy one, get three free. So we used my media pass to get me in, bought Amy a ticket, brought all three kids to the game. So we got into the game for a total of like $13, all five of us. And then we spent like $150 at the concessions.
Yeah.
They still get you there at the concessions.
They don't do rewards in general as much as they used to for stuff like where's my skull jacket? I got to get a skull, you know?
I don't know.
Maybe I just don't pay attention to it.
Could be.
You know, just where you collect all your little box tops and everything all the time.
Oh, like proof of purchase.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't do
that anymore. So much proof of purchase. We don't pay attention.
They don't do that anymore. Our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at t-mobile.com/switch. By the way, Reed Sheppard, first team all summer league, and Reed Sheppard down to 7-1. He's second on the odds board to win Rookie of the Year this year.
Oh,
he was 14-1 after the draft, so they watched him dominate the summer league. They're like,
we need to take
some of that money off.
I think you know what though. I think he got some good work out there though too, because after those first few games, teams started paying a lot more attention to him. It wasn't as electric. He had one game where he had a bunch of turnovers.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm glad that he had that experience because obviously, like, he knows that it's going to be different when he gets up going against actual, you know, full-time NBA players. But it was a very, very good debut for him.
No doubt. All right, should we be concerned about what appears to be an injury to a brand-new Texan? And we heard from Stephon Diggs yesterday. All the talk about his leadership, we'll hear from Stephon Diggs about how he's acclimating to new teammates. Hear him talk specifically about some of those teammates, including his quarterback, C.J. Stroud. That is coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas.
The offensive line is to get better each and every day. How about the running backs and Mark Ingram? Remember that running back room was Philip Lindsay, Mark Ingram, David Johnson, and Rex Burkhead. What do you think Laramie Tunsil?
That's a lot of playoff experience.
What do you think Laramie Tunsil thought about them?
They were dogs.
Dogs!
All of them.
Dogs. They all dogs. They all played a lot of football, and they're dogs.
That's successful
in this league.
Yes. Laramie Tunsil is the guy that...
He's being a good soldier, man.
Laramie Tunsil is a guy you can't trust the reference letter from.
You're like, no, it's like your dad gave you a reference.
Oh, yeah, this intern, yeah, he was, did the best work ever for
dog.
Me. Like, guy shows up stoned off his ass. Yeah.
Everybody in this freaking press conference was a dog. It was hilarious. So anyways, I say all that to say we're in a much better place now. How about
that? I miss Mark Ingram.
He was good. But it's the reason he's in media now, you know? He's got that personality.
I thought Mark Ingram was a really good hype man for a bad team. Like, he could have gotten some boxers paid if he, you know, he could hype up a fight, whether it was a good fight or not.
The very last question to Mark Ingram in that press conference in 2021, how are you liking the podcast and being a content creator?
Yeah. How did he like it?
He said it's a pretty great opportunity to be able to hone in on some skills as far as interviewing and just talking on camera.
I was so close to leaving this profession. I told you, like, people thought I was joking. When they hired D'Amico Ryans, I said that if it didn't work out with D'Amico Ryans, because I had wholeheartedly endorsed going after D'Amico Ryans, even as people were saying D'Amico would never come here or the Texans would never sign him because he had sued the team back in the day, all of that. I was in D'Amico's camp the entire time because if they even hadn't hired him, I don't know if I would have continued in this profession because I couldn't handle another year of that dysfunction. That mediocrity would be way too glowing a compliment.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be my Laramie Tunsil. if we had gotten up there and if I had gotten on an interview on NFL Network or something and said, hey, so how are you feeling about the team? Oh, man, these guys are mediocre. I got to tell you, man, these guys are mediocre AF. Woo! That would be lying. I would have been lying.
Right.
No, they're on the right track. Everything's moving in order. The biggest hiring Lovie Smith was actually the beginning of the turnaround because that was also the point at which Jack Easterby took a markedly less public profile.
You cannot understate
not,
that.
Not that he was always up in front of the camera, but like I'm saying, like not even public. We didn't see him anymore. We weren't seeing him on the sideline and everything. I do wonder.
Put in his place.
I think Lovie may have spoken some truths to people that he probably will never get full credit for. In terms of kind of turning the organization around from some of the extreme dysfunction there was.
I'm glad you're planting your flag in it. Then that's you get that take. Then if people aren't going to give him credit, you're giving him credit right now.
Lovie, you know what Lovie Smith was? He was like one of those guys that's like a Supreme Court justice gets installed and then he ends up being way different than the president expected him.
Yeah,
that's what he did. He was a renegade Supreme Court
he
justice.
Did, and it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, headlines coming up next. We'll hear from D'Amico Ryans. What did he think of practice yesterday? Dominated by the defensive side of the ball. My guess is a defensive coach kind of enjoyed that. Astros lose last night to the A's. They're still in first place, though. We'll hear from Joe Espada as well. Those are in headlines coming up next.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines.
Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you, live at Texans training camp. It is day 5. Of training camp, and it's expected to be the first day in pads. Here were D'Amico Ryans' thoughts on yesterday's practice, which was dominated by the Texans' defense.
I think when you look at it, right, as you're watching it live, you see, right, the defense made a few plays, but we always go back and watch the tape and see, right, I always say, you never know really what happened until you watch the tape and get a true understanding, but defense made some plays, offense made plays, there's been a lot of back and forth, and that's the makings of a good team. You want it to be back and forth. You don't want practice to be lopsided every single day, and it's been that way for us. Offense has had some days. Defense has had some days. So I'm encouraged by both sides having their good.
I was excited the defense had the day they did yesterday. I'm not worried about this offense. I think this offense is going to – I'm not going to get worked up over a training camp.
I'm still worried about the offensive line, just specifically the center and left guard until they show that they can actually be good.
Notice,
I feel good. I'm Drew Scruggs, I'm impressed by in no pads so far. He's a very fundamentally sound player for a young player, and he's like above, I think he plays above his athletic scores just because he's so good at just taking the right step. You can be super athletic but be taking the wrong steps and everything and losing your leverage. He's very smart about keeping the right leverage. But I guess yesterday, if you're concerned about the defensive tackle position, the defensive tackles played really well yesterday. If you're concerned about the interior offensive line, the defensive tackles played really
well
yesterday.
That's a good way to put it.
And they had, and I think the defense was a nickel a good amount. So what you saw was, hey, who are your defensive tackles? Okay, well, D'Nico Autry, Mario Edwards, Tim Settle, who I think Tim Settle's the guy that has probably the best blend of being an incredibly wide-bodied dude. Like, he is big, just really big. I know his weight's not all that high, but he is wide.
He's number 98. If you're out here today and you're watching practice, he's number 98.
And there's something to be said for just width on defensive tackles.
Yeah.
Yes, you want to be bulky and heavy and not get moved and all that, but just the width, it changes the geometry for the linebackers behind you. Like, the offensive linemen have to take a different an extra step to get around you to get up to the linebacker. It's just a headache. But he can also wiggle a little bit. So the veteran dudes that they have rotating in on defensive tackle in those situations, I think I feel just fine about that. And I do think that they don't have the Eric Armstead, who by the way is on the PUP in Jacksonville. They don't have the Eric Armstead they were going after, but I'm not nearly as worried as I think a lot of people in the out there are about the defensive tackle.
No, they've
position.
Been. Yeah, Mario Edwards has shown up quite a bit. Number 97. If you're coming out here today, there've been some guys on the interior. Now pads go on today, and we'll see what happens with that. So
and they are also only going against, you know,
again, an interior that we're supremely concerned about right now. Yeah, for sure. So, we'll keep an eye on things out here today. Hope to see you guys out here today. First day fans can be out here for practice. Should be a whole lot of fun. People lined up already outside. Meanwhile, the Astros last night, this was the classic, like, okay, this is a West Coast game that I don't think I... Once it got to 4-0 A's, I'm like, okay, I've seen this movie before. The Astros lose last night 4-0 to the A's. Spencer Arrighetti gave up a bunch of early runs. And the Astros, I don't know, kind of phoned that one in last night.
They had 8 hits, but just none of them that mattered or were in positioning.
Yeah. Aledmys Diaz popped up in the lineup. I'm like, whoa.
My favorite part of it last night was watching the highlights again this morning. I hadn't caught it during the broadcast, but Yordan comes up to the plate for his first at-bat, and they said he's coming off a cycle, and then he hits a double. I'm like, a cycle of what?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It sounds like that's out there. Conspiracy theories are coming at us.
Yes.
2 bunts, Sean. Yeah, Altuve leads off. He had a leadoff bunt.
Did he?
Yeah. The victory for small ball in this speedy lineup.
I turned it off at 4-0, and I went to bed. I said, all right, well, if I wake up this morning and there's a big comeback, I'll do what you just said, which is watch the cut-up of the game, because we got to be, you know, I got to be judicious about sleep time and whatnot. And I woke up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. I looked, and final score, A's 4, Astros nothing. I'm like, good decision, Sean.
I felt like, hey, this is – I feel like the Astros are back. They dropped the game to a bad baseball
game. Yeah, yeah, just don't do a bunch of them.
Although, the A's have actually been – one of the best teams in baseball in July, offensively.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. They've been taking it to them. They have been baseball's best offense in July. This is from the Chronicle. Oakland awoke Monday, leading the majors in runs scored in OPS this month.
Okay.
So Arrighetti let up a lot of hard contact, didn't induce a lot of whiffs, and, you know, he was making it through the first, retired 7 of his first 8 batters, but not a great night for Arrighetti.
Joe Espada said after the game, Arrighetti gave us a chance.
Yeah. You know what? You know, he had that rough third inning, but I thought overall he gave us a chance to keep us in the game. 6 strong innings. So, you know, we just couldn't get much going offensively today. We got some people on base. We just couldn't get a big hit.
So weird watching those games in Oakland and just...
It's the last time they're going to play in Oakland.
But just really, the Astros will play there.
Yeah.
It's just that you can just go watch a Major League Baseball game, I'm guessing, for like $2. Or somebody might pay you to go watch the game.
You were here in 2013.
Yeah, I know. I do this every time I see. With the Texans. Texans, and this is where the Astros, like, it's fun. You can go take a trip somewhere, and basically whatever you might pay for good seats – in Houston, you could pay for the vacation with the cheap seats you're going to get in those exact same seats in Oakland.
No question. I remember in 2013 with the Astros, they had a thing where if you brought in a label to a Coca-Cola bottle, like a 1 liter.
Like to prove that you had bought a
Coke, you'd get like 3 tickets or something like that. Or like one adult. There was literally a game we went to. My kids were in town. And all 3 of them were in town. And if one adult bought a ticket, you get 3 free ones for kids. Like, buy one, get 3 free. So we used my media pass to get me in, bought Amy a ticket, brought all 3 kids to the game. So we got into the game for a total of like $13, all 5 of us. And then we spent like $150 at the concessions.
Yeah.
They still get you there at the concessions.
They don't do rewards in general as much as they used to for stuff like, where's my skull jacket? I got to get a skull, you know?
I don't know.
Maybe I just don't pay attention to it.
Could be.
You know, just where you collect all your little box tops and everything all the time.
Oh, like proof of purchase.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't do that
anymore. So much proof of purchase. We don't pay attention.
They don't do that anymore. Our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at t-mobile.com/switch. By the way, Reed Shepard, first team all summer league. First team all summer league, and Reed Shepard down to 7-1. He's second on the odds board to win Rookie of the Year this year.
Oh,
he was 14-1 after the draft, so they watched him dominate the summer league. They're like,
we need
to take some of that money off.
I think he got some good work out there though too, because after those first few games, teams started paying a lot more attention to him. It wasn't as electric. He had one game where he had a bunch of turnovers.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm glad that he had that experience because obviously, like, he knows that it's going to be different when he gets up going against actual, you know, full-time NBA players. But it was a very, very good debut for him.
No doubt. All right, should we be concerned about what appears to be an injury to a brand-new Texan? And we heard from Stephon Diggs yesterday. All the talk about his leadership, we'll hear from Stephon Diggs about how he's acclimating to new teammates. Hear him talk specifically about some of those teammates, including his quarterback, C.J. Stroud. That is coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.